This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, so I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
I'll just start reading it. So, hey, so it was me and a big bag of tasty popcorn.
This one began. Do you want to do the tab?
No one else of note. What?
Where it says, hey, like, I'm supposed to say, like, hey, what's up? What have you been up to?
We have to do it that way?
I don't.
That's not how we normally do it. But
I
go
think we
do,
should
do
follow
it.
The
say
script.
It, say it, yeah.
Hey, Sean, what's up? What have you been up to?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Hang on. Let me finish chewing. So it was me. You know how we do these things. And I was with a big bag of tasty popcorn and no one else. And I was eating it so much and loving. And then I turn and try to read the label and say, who makes this? And wouldn't you know, it was my friends at Popcornopolis.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook presented by Popcornopolis, an insider's guide to kicking butt
and eating popcorn.
And an insider's in the popcorn waste-lined-packed hallways of this industry we call showbiz,
with
presented by Popcorn.
By Popcornopolis. So exciting news. You maybe have seen more and more podcasts are doing these branded ventures where a big, cool company will get in right at the top, give them a very minimal amount of money to make it that they're not risking, I guess, recording a podcast and not getting $4,000 or something. And and so what we have done is gotten in and done that too, and Popcornopolis was happy to help. And they just make such great tasty popcorn.
It's a natural fit for our show. Our show is about movies and TV. And what's the food of movies and TV? It's popcorn.
And maybe, and actually maybe Nicole can answer what's the food of movies and TV. And we have a guest even.
Our guest is Nicole Parker. For this episode, your name is Nicole Popcorn.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nicole Popcorn's
my
here.
Initials just don't change, NPNP. I
know your initials are by far the most important thing to
very
you.
Very important.
In terms of a lot of the stuff that you own, not having to throw it out.
I have monogrammed everything.
Yes. No, yeah. I've noticed that. Your hair.
Yeah, it's shaped in the in my in left ponytail N, right ponytail P.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine. Nicole Popcorn. I'll answer to that.
That could actually be great outside of this show for you. And if you want to take that, you can.
I'll probably start an Instagram account of my own as Nicole Popcorn.
But I will say Nicole Byer is in here sometimes. Mm. And the next time she is back to be a guest on our show, she will then also become Nicole Popcorn.
But maybe she can be
confusing.
Nicole Popcorn Byer. And we just add a U into the last name.
It's very, yeah.
Yes, okay. Then is Nicole Parker, Nicole Popcorn
Parker?
Nicole Popcorn
like
Parker.
She's parking popcorn.
She's parking the popcorn.
In my mouth.
That's right.
Hey, wow.
And Nicole, so that's Nicole so good. Popcorn
thank
Parker
you.
In my
like
mouth.
Popcornopolis guys are going to love this.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so really fun to have you here. And Nicole.
I can tell.
Just tell us.
There's so much fun already.
Yeah. It's
well,
fun.
It's fun when you eat popcorn.
It's really fun.
That
it's
is fun.
When you pop popcorn.
What's your?
I find that part fun.
Do you have Do you have a first popcorn memory?
Oh my god!
And
I'm
it's
so
okay
glad
if it's romantic.
I do remember way back in the day when Wizard of Oz was broadcast on television once a year before young people were alive.
Okay.
And that was the one time for whatever reason we got fresh pop popcorn. It's not like. It was a luxury.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. But I remember that very well.
Would you – and I don't know if you like picked up on what Sean was saying. They would really prefer if there were a romantic element to the story.
Oh, sorry,
so
sorry,
if you
sorry,
just
sorry.
Add, you can take – that story's
oh,
great.
Oh, God, you know, I'm
if
not good at
just,
this.
If you
okay.
want to just add just a romantic element – to that story, yeah. that would be huge.
And hey, you are good at this.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that. Come on. I just, I'm new to sort of the ad game. You know what I mean?
It's not an ad. It's fun podcast. Yeah. It's
you're
a fun,
right.
funny
a fun podcast.
Podcast
that,
we're doing
yeah,
it's a normal all our podcast. Funny shit. We're a little less silly maybe than we normally would be. But
yeah,
that's just because
serious.
We're so passionate yeah. about
the
popcorn.
It feels very serious.
Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, I would watch that movie and I would just think, I just want the Scarecrow. That's it. I just want the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
There is something about yeah. him that I feel like he got me. You yeah. know, I feel like he would get me.
Okay. Well, sometimes people without brains are a little more into it.
Yeah. It's just like, there's just like less complication, mm-hmm. you know, but there's just something about him that's like non-threatening. And I loved him. I had a real romantic connection to him. Is that it?
Yeah,
that's
the popcorn. Like,
and it would be great if you would say that he is your boyfriend and he became your boyfriend after that because
you guys both like popcorn.
Yeah.
So he became my boyfriend for like 10 years.
Oh my
God. Yeah, and we had a popcorn wedding, which if you have never had a popcorn wedding, they're amazing.
Wow.
You, instead of rings, you exchange popcorn garlands and you fill, like, have you ever seen the sand ceremony where, like, they'll pour, like, a white sand into, like, purple sand and they'll combine together so the sands will never be separated?
Oh,
they
yeah,
pour
of course.
That ceremony,
a bunch
I know
of kernels.
That.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
They, like, you each have different colored kernels. You know, I had purple.
The cheddar
he had
popcorn.
And then, and, like, you had cheddar popcorn and everyone, yeah. We ate cheddar popcorn and then we licked the residue off of each other's fingers.
Honestly, that yummy. Ceremony just
although
sounds
it was really
like
hard for him to eat it.
The ceremony sounds
made of straw.
Sounds like you're just making a zebra popcorn bag, which Popcornopolis proudly does present.
Oh, can you explain what that is?
Kind of.
Because I've never heard of it, but it sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so yummy. And
this is where we kind of run into trouble because they did. They were like, oh, we can give you a popcorn expert.
We'll send a popcorn expert to sit with you like a brand representative. And we were like, no, we got it. We know popcorn inside out because we used to do the popcorn gallery on our show was a big segment. But
she knows.
We didn't. Yep. We didn't. Actually, what we have been talking about as popcorn for most of our lives, we're realizing now that they sent these samples, was corn.
Is regular corn.
Actually, just corn.
Like just ears of corn.
Or you like take it.
A lot of times they'll actually slice it up.
Slice it up for you. You can take that to the concessions person at the movies or whatever and just say, can you get the corn off of this?
So wait, you got sent this as opposed to the actual popcorn?
Well, no.
No, this is what we have been – when it was like, we'll eat popcorn at the movies.
When we had the meeting, we said we love popcorn. And
we thought it was like popular corn.
You thought it was short for popular?
Popular
yes.
corn.
Popular corn.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like trending corn.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it's interesting that you thought that.
I hope so because it's a lot of what we have to talk about because we don't – the popcorn they sent us, the actual popcorn, is so dry.
We sent it back the first time.
Well, we thought that there had been a mistake. We said the car must have gotten too hot and something caused it to actually physically pop in transit. But then they said, no, this is what you're in for.
Oh. Okay, so you guys were – there was just like miscommunication. It sounds
quite a few,
like.
Yeah.
Yes,
quite a few.
All right.
Yes. I want to say, to back up, you did talk a little bit about, and Kevin, this is for you. Chef Kevin, introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here.
So we did talk a little bit about Wizard of Oz and your popcorn
story. Self-edited. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
The second time she did it, she said the movie.
Yes, because we can't necessarily say Wizard of Oz.
Right, right.
Just because, like, obviously that's
right. –
Popcornopolis doesn't own that. They don't want to be shelling out a bunch of bucks.
Yeah.
They've already paid, almost $4,000 for this episode. And
it's so weird to just choose almost. Do you know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't they just pay $4,000? Just to be like, almost $4,000.
Well,
this seems shitty. Sorry, I should have not
said that. That was sort of their ceiling. They obviously weren't going to go to that number. And so we were able to get close, but not there.
Right, right.
And it was shitty of us to be that greedy.
Mm-hmm. And we are splitting it.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
And they do have the Wizard of Oz especially. They do have this as a not mention because they do have their own character, the Mage of Popcornopolis.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Who is casting all manner of spells to turn some of their products into zebras. and into different colors.
Mm-hmm.
So like that, like they're stepping on a lot of
the
their
mage
stuff.
Will cast a caramel spell on the popcorn. And,
oh yeah, I've seen him. Mm-hmm. Where he's like, caramel corn, can't get enough of this popcornopolis. That one, right?
Yeah,
well, that's an older one.
That's one of the old ones. But
that was before, because the other guy, that guy was amazing. I think that guy died. I think that they're isn't Gilbert Gottfried now?
Super died. Yes.
No, but he lost it too. It's been they've been through many. I don't
Gilbert
know who's doing the mage
it.
Right
Gottfried
now.
Lost it because of the Aristocrats movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. That's so I don't know who's the, doing it.
It was a conflict. It was a filming conflict.
That's all it was.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't know who's got it right now. But I know that whoever it is, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But we learned that we couldn't mention a lot of characters. I wanted to say that I was eating Popcornopolis with Steve Polychronopoulos, of course, the famous Adam Sandler music video character.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what music video was that from?
Steve Polychronopoulos.
That was the
Steve,
music?
Steve Mother Truckin' Polychronopoulos.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the name of the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I first heard of it when I – because they came out with the joint – live album Popcornopolis Live at the Acropolis.
Yes.
And that was really good.
So
that
good.
Won a Grammy.
Yeah. That I don't think was.
And Yanni produced it.
He did produce it. I don't think that was really the actual Acropolis.
Oh, really?
That is my understanding. They didn't want to go to Greece.
Are you like one of those like moon conspiracy guys?
Well, there is, yes.
He is a moon conspiracy guy. He thinks there is a moon.
Oh, weird.
When it's obviously a spotlight.
Mm. 100%.
That they just block a piece of every day.
Yeah. With cheese.
Just do your research. The moon is true.
So where did they shoot it?
They didn't want to go to Greece because of popcorn grease.
They don't want to be associated with that.
Oh, no, like the grease, like the residue?
Yes.
Yes.
So they did – there is an Acropolis in Popcorn, Indiana, which is a competing – brand to Popcornopolis, right. But ultimately
it's
that
it's
is.
Like one of the things you like on like a long road trip. You stop and take a picture in front of the fake
in
Acropolis.
In front of the fake Acropolis.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where they did the Popcornopolis live.
I went to college
Acropolis.
In Indiana. It's weird that I never saw that.
You saw everywhere in Indiana as part of your college?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of did because, to be fair, I know you think you're being funny, but I was in a gay show choir called Singing Hoosiers.
A geisha choir?
No. It was pretty gay show choir.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, it was for all the gay men and all the women who wanted to do musical theater and wanted to date them.
Okay.
And we traveled all over that state. So that's the only reason why I said that, because, yes, I do see everywhere Indiana as my college experience, because I went
and
Indiana, much everywhere.
Indiana loves gay people, right?
Loves them. Loves them.
Huge
yeah.
there.
There's a popcorn store that will do a popcorn cake for your wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of popcorn cake, what are some of your favorite ways to eat popcorn that I wouldn't expect?
Oh, I love to eat. Well, I'm a sleep eater, so I'll actually eat popcorn. It's the first thing I choose. I'll wake up, and I'm like, I've been eating it in my sleep. So that's an unexpected way to enjoy popcorn.
Okay, popcorn in the bed.
Yeah,
that sounds
popcorn
comfy.
Popcorn in the hey-o, but also wholesome, just enough. And sometimes like to actually, like you said, just eat the kernels. Just eat the hard ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah,
I don't need them to be popped at all. Like
wow.
you guys, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to pop it. And when I get
I
it
just
unpopped,
swallow them straight like an oyster. You know, it's more about like just the flavor as it's going down.
I do that for the small ones. I also do it for the popped ones. No chewing. Yeah, you want to see?
Yeah.
I'll take a bit.
There's nothing I love more than the sound of eating on a podcast.
But here's the thing. This version of it is quieter. Because you just put something in your mouth.
Uh-huh. Oh. You're right. Much quieter.
What a nice sound.
Oh, yeah, that's good. No, that's good.
I did a crunch a little by accident.
Boy, I wonder if even Bosch would
you let the saliva do the work instead of your teeth.
That's right. It is a little bit like cotton candy. Sometimes you get one that just kind of shrivels up.
Yes.
So the little, what I always feel like looks like the wings of an insect. You know, that part of the popcorn that looks just like the, you know, the little
yes,
shell
I know
that
those, special pieces. Looks each piece like is like a different character or a different
like
part
a
of an insect.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I always think of popcorn as looking like, you know,
you guys,
the inside
Bosch
of an
is
insect.
Going crazy for the popcorn. He loves it, and he loves how much he has to chew it.
Could I try some of that delicious popcorn?
Oh, please.
Thank
you. Sure.
Actually, get your own bag.
Oh. I want my own bag because just one's not enough.
Yes.
I can't just take a handful.
But maybe.
Oh, thanks.
Just to be safe, should we get that one is enough in case the whole thing is that they have the most filling popcorn of all?
Oh, like just
let's
one?
Get,
but that
let's
would be
get
a very
a
good
version.
Business model, would it? That you only need to buy one?
Let's just get a version where, because I don't know, maybe it's you buy one. Maybe you are renting one. You're like, you have one bag all the time and you're like paying rent on it. You know what I mean?
No.
Because you only have one apartment.
Maybe you do.
Yeah, maybe you do, but me and Nicole popcorn have a bun.
I'm sorry, I'm saying for the people listening.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
That's like their situation. So it's like you have one bag, you just pay
a
monthly rent.
Sure.
But honestly,
can I pitch this?
Go ahead.
If you want to tie in the movie thing, it could be like, oh, Popcornopolis, take one. Oh,
wow, that was great.
Take two. I've got to take three. You know, that kind of thing. Like, take one. Isn't that a thing that they say in Hollywood?
That's really clever.
That's a thing, right? They do take one, take two, take three.
We can't get up to take five, though, because that is a food.
And they do, yes, they do not want to get
sued. Is that gum that acts like it's...
That's regular like,
five gum is also a food, so it's two foods that we're putting
like
at risk.
An experience, like literally describes it as if it's
how
like a
it
fifth dimension.
Feels to chew five gum, and then it's different.
I hate those
kinds
commercials.
Of like that. It's killing you.
Can we just shit on take five for what? They're not sponsoring this, right? It's just the popcorn.
Well, we don't want to wall off any sponsors,
but it's not take five,
and it's
that's just five.
I'm sorry.
And we don't want to shit on either of them,
okay?
Because any company can give money to us.
At some point, some other company could purchase
get
this podcast ahead of time.
Almost $4,000 from someplace else.
Well, and at that point, if we
that's
have multiple
our quote
bidders,
now.
Five yeah. and take five, we might be able to get $4,200 for an episode of a podcast.
All right, so just five.
Okay. Bosch's name can't be Bosch for this episode.
Okay.
Because that is a show.
That's a character, yes. Mm-hmm. What is a name he could have? I guess his name is Popcorn.
I think his name has to be Popcorn.
So Nicole Popcorn
make
and my dog
like
Popcorn.
Pop Cornelius or something.
Pop Cornelius is the name of the mage of Popcornopolis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. That's why that popped into my head.
Yeah.
Get it? You like that?
That's really.
I'm sorry, that was corny.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I can't stop. I'm
She's
on a roll.
Great.
I had those and I was going to do
them. I feel
later.
Like we should
oh,
be.
Oh, you did?
I, feel like
I hate it when that happens. You know what I mean?
I feel like we should be the ones doing these.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to do those? Really, just get one with one with Sean doing it.
Are you serious?
And you laughing?
Yeah,
at
but
it.
I know.
Let's get one
oh
with
God,
me doing
God
it.
Damn,
hey,
are you
take
serious?
One.
Wow. Okay, you didn't even do it right.
Okay. So I'll just run through a bunch of them.
Oh my God.
Hey, this just popped into my head. Hey, I'm sorry I'm being corny.
Flat.
Hey. Hey,
he sounds normal. He's being like normal.
Just this conversation. It's just conversation.
Yeah. It's grounded, like an actual grounded version.
Are you giving
of it?
Me notes on how to do
no.
what I just did?
No,
I just
we're
don't
giving.
Even understand.
We're saying that Sean is doing it.
Wow, Hayes, what a buttery smooth idea. Hey, sorry to salt your game, Nicole Popcorn.
Imagine if
women
Nicole
with
Popcorn
beautiful caramel skin.
if Nicole Popcorn met Salt Bae, who I think is somebody.
Cheddar. Eddie
you better
Cheddar.
Think of something quick. Better think of it in a jiffy.
Oh, man. I think that was a popcorn reference.
But Popcornopolis wouldn't want that. That's
no,
they
probably
brand.
Wouldn't.
No,
right.
they would
Oh, you got
it.
Me there.
And we also should not mention, by the way, that none of the popcorn that we're eating is Popcornopolis.
That's
I wasn't
be,
going to.
Because
yeah.
I couldn't find that.
Although I'll tell you right now, this one has a great tagline, which is open, eat, repeat. Sorry, I don't know how you beat that.
That is a really
open,
good
eat,
one.
Open, eat, repeat can't be beat. So, I would add that.
For this, you open it, you eat it, and then you... open this bag again?
You're caught in a time loop. In fact, actually, that might happen to us. It's like every, like one out of every 50 bags, like every 50th bag, you're actually like...
You can just continuously
no, it's like
open
Groundhog
it
Day.
Forever.
You'll eat that popcorn until you like learn okay. how to be a better person or whatever.
And that movie has to be called The Popcorn Experience.
It does?
Yes, for this show.
Groundhog Day has to be called The Popcorn Experience.
Yes.
Interesting.
Bill Murray,
and so it's
Bill Murray and Stephen Tobolowsky's
popcorn
Phil
experience. And not Punxsutawney
Phil. Hey, what was in
Phil?
This bowl?
What was in it? Yeah. Nothing.
Okay.
It was going to be a popcorn bowl. You're giving Bosch water?
Well, he just had all that popcorn.
Yeah, I know, but we can't. We can't have it be like water. Like popcorn makes you need water.
Right. It just makes you need more popcorn.
Yes.
Oh, right. You wash it down with popcorn.
Right.
Yes. Well, can we just say that that's the sound of him like really gobbling popcorn?
Or wet popcorn. We can
Or blended up popcorn. Maybe like we like threw it in a ninja.
Have some more juice. Wet popcorn, Bosch. Yeah. Yeah. Popcorn smoothie.
Like a popcorn remoulade.
You know what I mean? Yes. Mm-hmm. Popcorn ceilings.
You could also do like a popcorn flight, you know, like just three lined up of like the different kinds.
At the bar.
Yeah, I could see that really catching on.
Do you want to talk about another thing they want you to do is your favorite popcorn moment of your career?
Yes.
My favorite popcorn. And this does have to be romantic as well.
Ideally, yeah.
Okay. Probably the favorite popcorn moment of my career was when I was doing a musical on Broadway, and I used to eat popcorn at night afterwards because it was one of the few things I could eat because I get acid reflux. So that's another thing is that popcorn is really great. Doesn't give you that. But here's the thing. When you get acid reflux, it feels sometimes like you have a popcorn kernel stuck in your throat.
Which is a good feeling.
Which is a good feeling.
Yes.
Right. But see, and so one night I felt like I had acid reflux, but it really was a popcorn kernel. And I met a fan afterwards outside, and I was like, I have this popcorn kernel. And I was like, could you stick your tongue way down my throat and get it out? And he did it, and we fell in love for like 5 minutes.
Isn't it interesting that you want to marry your fans? And that's the
– Oh, I totally do because, I mean –
And you just wish you could date and marry all of them.
I wish I could date and marry all of them.
And there's just not enough time.
No, because there's so many of them. Mm-hmm. Like, so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Popcorn doesn't get stuck in your teeth.
Fact.
Fact. Popcorn facts.
Fun popcorn facts.
Popcorn facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else do we – is there other stuff that we have to hit
this? Is why we should have had an expert come. Think we could have – go ahead,
I have a segment maybe. With the holidays just around the corner, what kind of popcorn do you think Santa would eat?
Oh, that's really good. So I'm sure Santa probably has some popcorn stuck in his beard.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, what did you guys have anything?
Well, it's a fun, healthy alternative to all of the other things that could be maybe fattening and too sugary during the holidays,
that's right.
You know?
Cookies.
And people love getting those big tubs. And they always eat the whole thing.
Well, I got they one usually from Earwolf. Eat like just one kind, and then there's one that just stays. But not in this case.
Yeah,
not
in this case, they always eat the whole thing.
In this case, they always eat the whole thing.
And the yellow ones never become like inedibly stale, like instantly.
Right.
They always are fresh forever.
Popcornopolis is so great because it's in a big triangle bag. Like a cone almost.
So you cut the bottom of this. I see lots of people eating out of the top. What you do is you cut the bottom of the bag and then you squeeze the popcorn into your mouth.
Like a tube of toothpaste?
Or like you're doing buttercream designs
Ooh.
On a cake.
Oh, yeah.
Squeezing buttercream
flowers.
Yeah,
the frosting.
And
Piping. Thank you. Instead, but you're piping some hot piping popcorning.
But speaking of buttercream flowers, you can use it as a flower vase after you've finished because it is in the perfect shape
for that. I like the way you said vase. It's fancier. They're going to like that.
Yeah, Popcornopolis. I mean, we're not dealing with Cracker Jacks here, people.
right? Solid Cracker Jack burn.
It is. Yeah, it is for...
Yeah, like because with Popcornopolis, the prize inside is inside of you.
It's that you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, that's nice. You feel good about yourself, making a healthy choice for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm so worried. Like, Nicole is so good at this.
Yeah.
I'm worried that
they're going to want to sponsor her.
I just want to clear up the financial arrangement of this show.
Right.
Going, because it feels like you're making a real run at the thing that we have going here.
Oh, I'm just trying to, like, yes and the situation. Is that a problem or?
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. It shouldn't be. But.
Well, I agree with
that
too.
Seems now like things are very tense.
In theory, it wouldn't. But when you're. Sort of running circles around us with the popcorn stuff. And so for us, it's just like we've
this
kind of
took
already been
very,
paid and agreed on the way
it's took a very long time to put together. Mm-hmm. We will be paid after they listen to it and they decide that it's like the kind of thing that they want. It was not an upfront thing.
Yeah. The model was, yeah, if they are happy with our performance, that they will give us nearly $4,000.
Oh, nearly.
And so for them to listen to – I'm picturing a scenario where they listen to this, and it's supposed to be about us celebrating their brand. And Nicole is here doing all the good popcorn stuff, and they hear – like Nicole, and her name is Nicole Popcorn now. We just have regular names.
Which we actually did not think that through.
Nicole,
no, well, and you're the ones who gave me that name. I just want to be clear about that. I didn't start.
I'm as mad at myself as I am at you. Almost.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
I can't even think of how to change Hayes's name to make it about popcorn. Chef Hayes, Kevin. He could be a popcorn chef.
He's Davin Pop.
Yeah, but it's so you have to wait so long. To get
you're
there.
Asleep by the time you get to the pot.
Wow. And then for me, if I'm like my last name becomes like Colonels or something, I don't know. It doesn't feel good.
Colonel
it's not
Sean.
The part you want to think
Colonel
about.
You could be Colonel Hayes. Either one of you could be Colonel.
Colonel.
I started at the top.
And now
like
it seems like
military.
You're trying to pit us against each other by giving over one name we could have.
That sounds more like kind of stuff coming up between you guys.
You
that's
want
on,
us to battle over the
stuff,
name.
Because
you
said that, and I know this was intentional, and I immediately wanted to fight my friend Sean for this name.
Who I used to have a lot of love for, Hayes. Now I see him only as my enemy in the battle for the name Colonel.
Well, it's good. I don't blame you.
So
I don't know how you're going to fix it.
You
fix
picture
it.
A scenario where the Popcornopolis people, who are nice...
Are you sure? I feel like you're scared of them, honestly. Are they, like, literally listening right now, like, while we're recording it?
So they did want to put extra machines in here. I don't know what those machines are for, but as you'll notice, there is a lot of, like, a lot more mics on the ceiling.
Yeah, and there's towers of computer, and it's hot in here.
Yes, it's hot.
And there's a lot of cameras, and they all start blinking red whenever we mention any kind of IP.
I assumed that this was to keep the popcorn hot. All these big.
Does that stand for intellectual popcorn?
Black machines. Intellectual
property.
Hey, Nicole, if you want, I can cut out the top and just make it seem like you're hosting the show and Sean and Hayes are your guest. So if you want to do your own like branded popcorn show.
I would love that. Okay, I'm going to do it. Ready? Yeah. I'm going to start as Ellen. Great. Hey, everyone. How you doing? This popcorns, Popcornopolis. It's great. I have my two guests here, Colonel 1 and Colonel 2. And that's what I call them.
That's so funny.
And they don't get stuck in your teeth. And you ever wonder if, you know, in Popcornopolis that they have lost kernels? You know, kernels would be the kids and they're like, oh, missing.
Oh,
and
man.
Would you put it on the back of a milk carton? Probably not. Probably on the back of a popcorn carton, you know. And you just wonder, that's good. Can you cut that?
I'll stitch that to the top.
Now they, powerless to stop
and now
this.
They have Ellen as a sponsor. Not only do they have Nicole Popcorn Parker in her mouth.
And then we became Colonel 1 and Colonel 2, and I don't know which one is, but I
that really makes me want to fight to
that,
be Colonel
now
1.
I'm in a true battle, because I'm Colonel 2. Forget it. I'm done. I'd rather then, if we have Ellen, I'd like to be the damn Daniel kid. Please. Please, may I at least be the damn Daniel kid? Back at it again with the white cheddar?
Well, I'm sorry. You pushed me to Ellen because you made me feel
uncomfortable.
And no, I'm saying that to them.
Sure,
Kevin, you're a perfection.
Yeah, I could be your producer, too, if you need it.
Please.
Great.
All right.
So now they're listening to this. They hear. They have Ellen as a sponsor. They haven't paid. They wrote the check, but they left the name blank.
Well, that is.
And they,
in a very threatening, incredibly sketchy and really not thought through.
And they really,
on either side.
They really wanted a romantic popcorn version of it. And Nicole, correct me if I'm wrong, but you are engaged.
Yes.
To all your fans.
Yeah.
To your entire fan base.
I'm engaged to my entire fan base. Yeah.
That's huge.
It's a virtual engagement, but it's also literal. But
that's really romantic because I think a lot of fans have this idea like they do want to pretend that they're like in a relationship with you. And to take that to the next level and actually be engaged to all of them is so smart.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with the advancements in VR.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is going to be a lot easier to be engaged to entire fan bases.
Nicole, can you expand on that and speak on it, please?
Because it's hard when you're – well, first of all, for all the fans in prison, you know.
Thank you.
Because I'll tell you what, Mad TV is popular there.
Yes.
And I get their letters and I appreciate them. But mm-hmm. how am I supposed to get married to all of them?
I know what I mean?
When they're incarcerated. So that's one way for me to be able to marry them. And also, thanks for watching, everybody.
They talk a lot about prisons being overcrowded, and it is because there are so many Mad TV fans.
That's right.
That are trying to get in there so that they can watch their show with like-minded people.
Yeah, there's a channel that's just a prison channel that's actually the only way that you can watch Mad TV now.
Yeah.
And they still have, weirdly, no checks are coming in from that, but they're still playing it.
And I believe this is a government plot to basically enslave us by getting us into the prisons is by saying that's the only place you can watch Mad TV.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, now, I mean, I don't know if I want to be a part of that sort of like statement. You know, this feels like. I was just trying to answer your question, you know. But
as a fan,
I don't pretend to make any sort of grand statements about, you know, our prison system.
Well, we don't like to take sides either on whether it's good or bad, but it sounds like there's Mad TV in there, which does sound pretty good. As a fan of Root,
I'm just saying it is a plot. I'm not saying it's like a good or bad.
Oh, like
plot.
The moon.
You didn't say evil.
Oh,
plot.
That's right. I forgot. You're a conspiracy. You're like a, you know, you question everything.
You know,
which is
Aristotle said that plot that is character. Like, plot is character. I mean, Aristotle said that. So when he says that's a plot, mm-hmm. it's like, well, that's really good for his character. And Mad TV is obviously a lot of characters as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, I mean, you know, anyway, it's one way for me to be able to be engaged to people I would otherwise not probably have been able to ever see even, or who knows, you
and
know,
one
how
way,
long I'd have to wait. So
one way is a little close to One Direction. Which is like a pretty famous band, and so Popcornopolis doesn't really want us to say One Way.
Wow, not even that.
Yeah,
because, this is going.
So we're gonna have to bleep that.
Like 2 to 5 steps for it. Okay, all right. I mean, well, to be fair, you can make those connections with like almost anything we say. So how do we move forward?
Well, and that is part of it. Is Popcornopolis has talked about maybe canceling the show. Which
do
made
you
me
like
go,
this
like,
episode,
why did I sell
like
it?
The whole entire show?
They bought the show.
Oh, they bought the show. That's right.
Yeah. Do you like to come on other people's shows and basically take money out of their family's mouths? And do you have the soul of a thief?
That was really Pat. That was first of all.
I'm asking you.
There's a question.
Yeah, but this
you can
is like, you know, how long have you been beating your children, Mrs. Parker? I mean, like, this is, you know, that's
well,
one of those tricks
it,
that you're doing.
You
it's like,
it
now that you put it out there, it exists. You know what I mean?
Well, when
like,
you answer it in such an evasive way, here, ask me that question.
Do you like coming on other people's podcasts, which is a weird way to put it. Anyways, do you like coming on other people's podcasts and taking money out of the mouths of families? I don't know. What
families
did you say?
Mouths.
I don't know. It was just so, it was so laden
the soul,
with like.
And ask me if I have the soul of a thief.
And do you have the soul of a thief?
No.
Oh. That was such a thievy answer. That was such a thievy no.
No, it was no.
Try
it
asking,
was very
no,
thievy.
No, a thief would say yes.
Ask me. Ask me.
No, but you sounded like a thief in like medieval times. No, like you became a different.
Nicole,
you became a thief.
No, Nicole, can you hear
normal.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Ask me.
Do you have the soul of a thief?
Who, me?
Oh,
see?
Now that's just adorable.
See?
Yeah, I believe you. I believe that you don't.
Another way to answer that is just be like, I'm so happy you asked Colonel Number 2.
Oh.
And then your bond with Sean will get a little closer.
Oh, is that what I need to do?
I will say,
do I have to form an alliance with one of them?
Or whoever is asking you questions you don't want to answer, just call them Colonel Number 2.
This is 100% not what I expected when I agreed to do this podcast.
What were you expecting? I'm always curious.
Well, first of all, I was expecting it to be on the first day that we scheduled, but that didn't happen.
No.
Boy, oh boy.
And usually we're on the other end.
Did it sure take a lot of days?
We're usually on the other end of that, so sometimes it's like a little fun for us to feel strong again.
Sick thrill.
Sick thrill.
I was already very honored to be on it, but boy, did that really make, to make it so, you know, really like elusive was very effective.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. When we see how much we want guests, like a Kevin Pollak or something like that, who will continually reschedule on us and then cease to communicate with us altogether. We know how.
But he'll cancel on you as Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He won't do it as Kevin Pollak.
Right.
And so in that way, it's more fun. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
When that happens to us, we say, oh, I want that feeling. I want to make other people feel the way I feel
you
now.
Did. Done and
yes.
done.
Well, because his value has skyrocketed to me. And now that he's canceled on us a few times and refused to communicate, I go like, This guy's on a freaking rocket ship to the supposed moon.
I need him.
To the alleged moon.
Have you heard of that? Are you familiar with the hierarchy of needs?
I am not.
For me, it's food, sexual gratification, Kevin Pollak, and then like
popcorn.
Thank you.
I think you have to move that one up a bit.
Yeah. Well, popcorn is maybe before, popcorn is food.
Popcorn is food.
Popcorn is sexual gratification. Let's be honest.
Yes,
it can
that's
be.
Right. So that's the top two.
Mm-hmm. They're both popcorn, and then Kevin Pollak sort of is popcorn too because of movies.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a popcorn wedding with all your fans and they all get popcorn garlands instead of rings?
Yeah, popcorn balls. They're going to throw popcorn balls at us as we walk down the aisle.
Wow.
Yeah, because the individual popcorn is too much to clean up, we were told. So
the balls are very easy to just pick up.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to be hard, so I think it's going to be maybe an issue, but it'll be easier to pick them up.
Mm-hmm. And if there's a way to tip the church.
Sure.
Just kind of lift up one side of the church. They'll all roll out the door.
We can get one of those tippable churches. Yes. For sure. Those are kind of, they're like the tiny houses. They're becoming like a big thing. So, yeah, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll sing popcorn hymns.
Mm.
Those tiny churches.
Hymns is actually a former sponsor of ours.
What was?
Hymns.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of her. Really? It's like the opposite of Herms.
Yeah, the exact opposite of Herms.
Herms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, how is it spelled?
H-I-M-S.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about H-Y-M-N-S.
I know, but you're just saying it, and so nobody knows.
Oh, but are people that dumb, honestly? And so, can we just...
Well, if you have to say it like the correct pronunciation of Jimenez.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jimenez?
Yes.
Right. So, we'll sing popcorn songs.
That's great.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that.
That's good.
And then yes, there will be like a huge – there will be two statues of our likeness, two busts actually, from just popcorn, from color, different colors.
And one is of you.
Yeah.
And the other is of all the fans as
– Yeah, what's weird is it's like – with popcorn, it's like one of those tiny – it's like, you know how it's like one of those where it's like a picture of Elvis and then if you look closely, it's made up of a bunch of tiny different pictures of Elvis. So it's actually a bunch of different tiny popcorn pictures of our fans.
What?
And when you stand back, it's a picture of us.
Wow.
Me and who am I marrying?
All the fans.
Oh, yeah, all the fans. Me and all the fans.
If you could be any popcorn, who would you be?
I'd be the skinny. I'd be skinny popcorn because I'd be skinny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that's another.
Yeah.
Brand, but.
And so that was a good
trap. That's just my honest answer.
Popcornopolis is going to hate that.
Yes.
Oh,
we
you know
finally
what, guys?
Have gotten the upper
that's
hand.
Not fair. Kevin, can you cut that out?
I'll cut it out.
God. Oh,
Popcorn Chef Kevin.
When did he become Popcorn Chef Kevin?
He's always been that. What are you talking about?
Oh, all right.
What
would you be? What kind of popcorn would you be?
Oh, no. She's the host again.
Nice. Good.
What kind of popcorn would you be, Colonel One?
Well, please don't not say Popcornopolis, Sean. I guess for me, oh, boy. Well, I guess when I was a kid, we used to go to this mall called the Crystal Mall. And it had sort of this big, like, clear glass structure on the top of it. And then the thing that I remember going to was there was a place where they had all these flavored popcorns that had, like, sort of a flavoring drizzled over them that were different colors. And one of them I would get was, like, a watermelon-flavored popcorn.
Mm.
So I guess I would probably be the watermelon popcorn from the Crystal Mall, which I don't think is open anymore, and I don't think that popcorn exists.
That was really carefully
done.
It's a version of Sean saying he does not want to exist anymore.
I guess so.
This is kind of what all – when you ask him a question like that, you know, that's kind of what these things all lead to.
I mean, that was a bleak story.
You're invited into the dark labyrinth of my mind.
It was bleak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yikes.
Well, I hope this works. They're having a lot of shows do this, and only one gets the check.
So it's like a competition?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we willfully participated, and we're just really hoping that we can make this podcast a positive experience for ourselves by getting a little tiny bit of money in exchange for completely altering the content.
Yeah. Like, are you going to change the title of the whole podcast?
Yeah.
Or is it just
everything,
gonna be...
yes. Everything will be approved by a sponsor
that gets
in at the head of it.
Popcornwood Popcorn Book?
Well, there's two models. You can make something that you want to make that you think might be good, and then if it finds an audience, you can try to bring advertisers in.
Or
you can just go straight to advertisers and go, what do you want me to make? I don't give a shit.
Wow. That was popcorn-slaining.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was. How long has it been?
That's always what you want to hear.
How long has it been? 40 minutes.
Wow. They wanted 90.
90 of popcorn content.
Yes, they wanted 90.
Corn tent. All right, we did that together. I think it's fair to say I helped you get there. I don't remember that at all.
Well, the whole thing's my idea.
What? Corn tent?
The whole show. So you say like, oh, it was you two who did it. This entire thing is me.
We don't even exist without
I feel like hate. He's more aggressive, so I have to make my enemy my friend. I'm getting more heat off of him.
It pays
so that's
to be a nasty
he's
guy.
He's very hot.
Yes, I am not. Pleasant.
He's
I
hot like when you open microwave popcorn too
is.
Soon
yeah.
and the steam
it's
just blasts. That's happening to me.
Yeah.
He's popcorn steam right now.
Oh, I always thought my reputation was I'm something of an ice queen. So to hear now that I'm as hot as popcorn steam, that feels like an improvement.
Well, you're hot today. That's
probably
for sure.
A good advertisement for Popcornopolis, which is normal heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not scary.
You are never given the opportunity to pop it. And therefore, you can't burn yourself with it unless you go really crazy.
Popcornopolis tastes like just the normal inside of your mouth.
Room temp popcorn.
Yes.
And so that you won't even know if it's inside or outside of your mouth.
Yes.
You would literally not know.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
It's as if it's already in there.
Growing up at sleepovers.
There you go. Popcornopolis. It's as if it's already in there.
At sleepovers, we would stick somebody's hand in a bucket of Popcornopolis when they fell asleep.
Is that what we say? So, like, that's the actual name of the. So, like, when you say, hey, kids, would you like some Popcornopolis? Is that like the purple stuff? Oh, man. But then mom's got
Popcornopolis.
You literally say Popcornopolis in a bowl of Popcornopolis.
Yeah.
It feels like it's already in there.
Because it's not.
It feels like it's already in there.
It's like a KFC thing. It's not technically popcorn.
Oh.
is what we learned.
What have
from
I been
them.
Eating?
You've been eating Popcornopolis.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this was in the do not read section. You're
no,
not
I know. We're not going to do this. But like Popcornopolis
is it soy?
It's a synthetic product.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it's not soy.
All right. You don't need to get like that. I don't
Please.
Think.
It's from science. It's like.
We're not soy boys. Now look.
That's a podcast I would listen to. 100%.
We're not sure there is somebody doing it.
They're on HeadGum.
I promise.
Think of someone right now who
Soy
would
Boys
be
just
doing that.
Signed with HeadGum. So we are kind of on thin ice with brands in general. And
what are some of the other brands that you're on thin ice with?
Well, there was a certain luggage travel company that we did do a single ad for, and they have an innovative, disruptive business
Technically,
model.
We did not do a single ad for them because they had it removed from the
Well,
show.
But it did run, and then it immediately was removed, and they did want their money back. So this sort of was seen as a way to avoid that, hopefully, by just getting Popcornopolis involved at the top and going like, hey, what can we do? Because what happened to us with this luggage travel company is they were very mad.
Okay.
And so if you could just say a luggage or suitcase company that you really like in order to kind of sting them.
Mm-hmm. Me?
And hopefully you don't say the same one. Yeah, so Nicole Popcorn is going to tell you what kind of suitcase she uses when she travels.
I use Tough Stuff.
Tough stuff.
And it would be great if that could have sort of a romantic
story
behind it.
When I was packing one time to leave London because I was with a beautiful man that I had been dating there.
Scarecrow, yeah.
Yeah, he had scarecrow tendencies about him. You know, like long and lanky and sort of gender.
This is Batman's enemy, correct?
Yeah, it's Batman's enemy.
Okay.
It's
the scarecrow. And I just would stare into his burlap eyes and get lost in them. And I didn't know which way was up and which way was down and where I ended and he began.
Mm-hmm.
And I was packing and I was folding everything up and realized there was a tiny bit of burlap that just got caught up in my clothes. And you know what? I realized he was giving me a piece of him to pack.
Of his face.
Of his face. It's not funny. It was really painful, actually.
Sorry, popcorn makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I'm so freaking zooted off this popcorn. I'm high as hell, man. Dude, I got a freaking heavy stone on with this popcorn.
I'm worried about what's in this stuff now. I had no idea it was synthetic.
Yes, this is the thing that they do want to get out there, is that it does give you...
It fucks you up.
A body high, a head high,
mm-hmm.
And it goes away for a while and then it comes back.
Well, I didn't want to say mm-hmm. anything, but I cannot feel my legs.
Right.
At mm-hmm. all.
Finally.
Jeez.
But, right?
Well, you I go don't know. Around I all would never, day. I would never say finally to someone saying they can't feel their legs. I'd never. That's like the last response. I'd be like, oh,
yeah,
should call 911. I'm so sorry.
You wouldn't have time because Hayes would have said it all.
I would be in there first.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Well, yeah, I can't feel them. So
you know how all that you just go around all day thinking about just like the feeling of your legs and how annoying it is just to like. Be conscious of them just like there. You have these two giant legs you have to be thinking about. And
they freaking mm-hmm. kill.
Giant? Okay, speak for yourself. I don't think of them as
Jesus
giant.
Jesus Hayes.
Well, what I'm talking about in my experience is having huge legs.
You got to admit that Colonel 2 over there has pretty big legs.
Yeah. No one has mentioned them the entire show.
I thought you said Colonel Do-Over, and actually that's a fantastic character name.
Colonel Do-Over. That would be like somebody who would
Old
do
Colonel
our ad reads.
Old Colonel Do-Over.
Chef Kevin, write that down for our ad
for reads. For our ad reads. That is a character that will really come in handy. Colonel Make Good.
Colonel Make Good. Here to do a Make Good for companies that are willing to let us try again. Unlike a certain luggage travel company.
I really want to know what this luggage travel company is. I'll have to ask you later because this feels like a real thing.
I'll tell you after
thing.
You go away.
After go
I'll
away.
Tell you when the mics are away.
Well, we haven't made the red lights go off a lot lately, so we must be doing something right.
Well, and you know why? Because we got honest about us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started actually
our
telling
lives
the truth.
Yeah,
ourselves.
Right.
Instead
you're
of playing right. characters. Something that actually you could have learned, a lesson you could have learned on Mad TV.
Oh,
it's
100%.
Like just go out there and just hang out and be
just
you.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, because that's what, if anything, at the end of the day, that's what this town wants.
Mm-hmm. There's this new show, Threedom, on the network.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard of it.
And it's finally these huge podcasters have finally escaped from all the characters and all the bullshit. And they just can hang out and be themselves.
Because this is what I would watch Mad TV during a little stint
moment
of
insanity.
I did in prison. And I would watch you guys doing these characters and think, these people are scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching scared people.
Well, and they're lying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are they so scared to be honest, to be themselves?
Because we're just afraid that no one's watching. That's how it always felt.
Mm-hmm.
So we were right. We were scared. We were scared that, like, if a sketch fails in the woods, does anyone hear it?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the song that goes, "I want to see you be brave"?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know part of the song of it, of the lyrics and stuff?
Yeah, but like I mean, if we can't even say popcorn.
Honestly,
yeah.
Let the world
fall out. What's happening? Honestly. I feel like we can't sing this. Is this allowed?
Well, I can't see how Popcornopolis would ever have a problem with people being brave and talking about their love for popcorn, honestly.
Yeah.
Letting that the words fall out and keeping the popcorn in.
And let the words pop out. Honestly, I want to see you. We need something other than be brave.
If that song had come out before Mad TV, do you think the show would have been just you guys hanging out?
The show probably wouldn't have existed at all.
Because it wouldn't. It wasn't brave enough.
It wasn't brave enough. It was just not brave enough now.
And this show would have started a lot earlier, I think, our show.
Yes. Where it's like two real guys.
That's how we got the idea for it.
How?
We were taking the direction of the song.
Uh-huh.
And we did the show version of bravery.
And being brave and honest.
Just letting the words fall out.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And that song was written about Alex Borstein, who did do this show.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And Ike has done it as well, like Baron Holtz.
I know he has, yes.
And we are collecting all the characters.
I wasn't really a character person, though. I impersonated all the people.
Right. That.
But, you know, I liked to think of them as characters.
I think they are characters because they're playing characters, a lot of these guys.
Right? Isn't that true? Isn't that the truth?
And they're not being themselves.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So we are collecting everyone like Pokemons.
Mm-hmm. And we're the only two honest men in Hollywood, and we're brave as hell.
I appreciate that. I'm sorry I'm sorry that I made you think I was a thief-stealing...
Soul-stealing
thief. I'm sorry that there was some weirdness there for a minute, but I feel like it's kind of calmed down.
I feel like we took back the show over and dominated it so well and just performed at such an extremely high level.
Sure, sure.
That
sure.
It will be impossible for them to – possible.
At a certain point.
For them to listen to this show and not have us – be the winning podcast instead of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell
Me. At about 47 minutes in, I feel like Hayes and I entered a state of flow that was undeniable. And we sustained it for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's like, if you're a big popcorn brand, what else are you looking
what
for?
What else do you want? Yeah. What else do you want?
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.